What's the harm in letting AI make decisions for us? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joe Arvai, director of USC Wrigley Institute for Environment and Sustainability and professor of psychology at the University of Southern California, Dornsife, explores one.
As AI creeps further into our lives, we're becoming more concerned about what it'll do to us. The most high-profile concern has to do with the AI doomsday scenario, sparked, no doubt, by Hollywood blockbusters. But as someone who studies decision-making, I worry about a different risk. Namely, our reliance on AI is making us less skilled and disciplined at making thoughtful and defensible choices. A good decision-maker requires a carefully developed skill set, which can be boiled down to three basic steps. One, develop a clear understanding of the pending decision. This step hinges on obtaining the information needed to fill knowledge gaps and to challenge our prior assumptions and beliefs. Two, find a few options that will form the basis of our final choice. Then consider which of the options best addresses our priorities. This will help us defend our choices later. And three, exercise the self-discipline required to delay closure on a decision until after we've completed steps one and two. It's human nature to want to be as quick and efficient as possible when it comes to making choices. We often cut corners and expose our decisions to all kinds of biases. We also tend to like having decisions made for us, which brings us back to AI. Handing more and more of our daily decisions over to AI magnifies the risks of corner cutting because it presents answers devoid of our own understanding and deliberation, which robs us of opportunities to practice making thoughtful and defensible choices. How we think and decide is already under siege thanks to social media. All the more reason to resist the siren's call of AI and retain ownership of the true privilege and responsibility of being human, being able to think and choose for ourselves.
That was Joe Arvai of the University of Southern California, Dornsife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.